This letter was sent to Whistler's mayor and council, and shared with Peak. I do not agree with the increase in taxes. A rolling, five-year, cost-of-living average makes sense, not hitting Whistler property holders based on the one-off jump in inflation. The BC Assessment Office is saying that most owners can expect to a 5-15% rise in values when notices are issued January 3. The resort municipality of Whistler is looking at double-dipping. Increasing taxes by 8.31% based on last year's property assessments does not factor in the expected increase in property values. Reality is the increase will be more than 8.31%. Unless my math is wrong, which it certainly could be. Taxpayers are going to get slammed next year with a recession and economic downturn. Groceries are up significantly and expected to rise another 8%. In fact, a study estimates that a Canadian family of four will spend $1,065.60 more on groceries in 2023. Sadly, the RMOW should be cutting expenses and taking a proactive stance before this recession. Increasing our taxes will hurt our families. As an example, do we really need to spend $165,000 on the disc golf course now? Sure, it's a great thing to have, but now? How about spending that $165,000 on food for the Whistler Community Services Society? Mayor and Council's departmental budget leaps from $448,000 to $625,000, a $177,000, or 40% year-over-year increase. How do you justify this kind of increase at this time? What's with all the consultants and professional services? Hundreds of thousands spent on them. We seem to have some pretty smart people working at the Muni now. Do we have to outsource? What is a village stroll tree inventory, and why does it cost $40,000? Replacement of three wildfire danger rating signs for $20,000. The ones we have work fine now. The plethora of spending goes on and on. Council should go through each line item and review what is necessary and what is not. There are items that can wait. Just like the promised Valley Trail extension from Highway 9, Alta Lake Road to Miller Creek that has been delayed. A recent poll by the Angus Reid Institute says more than half of Canadians, 56%, say they will be spending less on Christmas, including presents and entertaining. This is the first time the nonprofit's data has shown that more than 50% of Canadians say they are financially worse off this year than this time last year. Canadians are cutting back on expenditures. You want to spend more and tax us more. It's time for the RMOW to cut back like the rest of us during this recessionary period and delay non-essential items. Patrick Smith, Whistler.